Loud Mouth. We heard a little Tyler Ramsey. A couple of tunes that caught the ear of my Fabu intern, Sam Bodery. Playing those because we're going to be talking with Sam in just a moment here. His last day. We're sending him down to Nashville. We'll find out what that's all about. Do stay close on 91.3 WYSO. There's a special surprise in coming up as well. Support for all of this comes from listeners like you and from Design Sleep, providing smaller European-style recliners designed in both men's and women's sizes. Available in 6 styles and 40 colors, Euro recliners are ergonomically designed for correct posture and personal fit. They recline, swivel, and rock. Design Sleep. Refresh life. We're also supported by Canal Street Tavern, presenting live music in an intimate atmosphere, featuring Broken Lights, Ohio Knife, and the Giant Steps tonight, and Davis Rogan Band tomorrow. Information on, I think that's wrong. I think that I've got the Giant Steps coming by, and they're playing tomorrow night at Canal Street. So let me, it's the Broken Lights, Ohio Knife, and Giant Steps tomorrow night with Davis Rogan Band on the 16th. We'll confirm that, but I'm pretty sure. On my mind. Information on these shows and more can be found. The real McCoy is at 461-9343 or online at canalstreettavern.com, where advanced tickets are also available.
Our guest next time, Don Gibson, has been a truck driver, bartender, and generally got by growing up in central Pennsylvania, always developing his music that combines electronica and country music. It's an intriguing combination that Don's big baritone helps carry off. I'm David Dye. Don Gibson joins me in the studio on the next World Cafe.
This afternoon at 1, right after Excursions, right here on WYSO.
Just about everything we wear, eat, or consume is transported in huge containers on enormous ships. On the next Fresh Air, we talk with journalist Rose George about an invisible and sometimes exploitative part of the shipping world. And Grayson Schaefer tells us about the Sherpas on Mount Everest who risk injury or death helping people climb. Join us.
This afternoon at 3 on your public radio station, WYSO.
Beautiful day across the Miami Valley, and in fact, we're going to get a beautiful weekend, too. And I would say that it's only fair that that's true because this will make me happy and gladness in my soul at this great weather and these string of days. But I'm just so it's mournful and yet happy to be saying goodbye to Sam Bodery. Sam, first of all, just thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's been a whole bunch of fun. I wouldn't have wanted to spend my summer in a different way.
And maybe it's a good thing because your transition. You are in the a cappella group 11th Hour.
You're
not human percussionist.
Close.
Vocal percussionist.
Yeah.
I always want to say beatbox, which is kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
but it's a little bit.
Pretty much.
Some nuance, some finesse in there. That's how we first met you.
Yeah.
Some years ago.
We came by the studio a couple fun drives ago to help close it out. And I remember fondly, like, we sang a couple songs as we were kind of coming to the end. And then we do a Boys to Men cover. They sing Thank You. So we do a cover of that song. And we just kind of vamped that over and over as everybody in the office kind of came up and said who they were thanking specifically. Yeah.
Yeah. And we had and even some of the volunteers, everyone was just like, thanks for listening to WYSO. Thanks for supporting. That really was nice, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then I got to meet all those people over the summer. So they weren't just strange faces walking up next to me.
Well, it's just been a delight to have you. I really appreciate your level of capacity and energy and eagerness. And it's a good thing, too, because you've graduated high school. You're going to Nashville to go to a very interesting and sort of unique kind of college. Tell us a little bit about
it. Yeah, so I'm packing up the car on Friday. We'll drive down. I move in Saturday. I'm going to Belmont University in downtown Nashville. I'll study music business as my major with an emphasis in production. And that's pretty much what the school is known for. That's like the biggest major at the college. So I'll be taking plenty of regular classes, but and then some sort of business, sort of math classes, and then learning a lot about the industry, learning a lot about label and artist management and stuff like that.
Things that I didn't even know they offered courses for. But
yeah, it's super cool. I mean, I was looking at like 3 schools that offered that particular major.
So you knew that. You knew that's what you wanted to do.
I don't know. I think what I want to end up doing, like. I have no idea what I'm going to end up doing. I'm 19 today. So
that's right. It's your birthday.
Yeah,
it's your birthday.
I'm fully accepting that I have no idea what's going to come in my life, but I think this is a good step in that direction because I love music. So I'm sure I'll find my way somewhere in there. I'll carve out a niche.
I got us a couple of treats coming up here, but this is my favorite treat that you and Rory, Papania, who has been the intern, a different aspect of WYSO all summer long. He's getting ready to go off and study in France for a year.
Yeah.
We have such, and Rory also in the band Wheels, been a huge presence on these airwaves. So you and he with your musical, you're, not only are you, I'll just say, a great beat layer, you can lay down a fabulous beat. You're a great singer-songwriter. We're going to hear that, something from that coming up. But tell us about you and Rory at Nina Ellis's request have made something for WYSO.
Yeah, so Nina came up and said, hey, you guys are both musicians. You guys should make something for the station. So we're like, you know, okay, we'll think about it. And then like another week went by and we didn't really do anything. And she came in, she's like, hey, you guys should really do something for the station. So last week we sat down, we brought a whole bunch of little instruments and kind of made a little flea circus.
Out of very excursion. Small instruments.
Yeah, very, like, I think there is a guitar.
Yeah.
So that's some cheating.
Okay.
And there's a mandolin. But that's pretty much like... the only traditional instrumentation we used.
So it's kind of another Wednesday premiere here.
Yeah,
if
I guess
you
so.
Will. It's Rory Papania and Sam Bonnery. It's a WYSO jingle. Check it out.
Uno, dos, tres, four.
Yeah. I think my favorite part was just tracking over and over, just like, oh, yeah, clapping. Yay!
I love the whistle. Is that one of those little round things that you...
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah, Rory brought a whole bunch of fun little noisemakers.
You guys have been really secretive about it and clever.
Closely guarded
and
secret.
Stealthy. Well, congratulations and thank you for that. Also, you provided the beats for a lot of amazing singers, but you were kind enough to share with me some of the songs. You've been, as a project, you sort of set as a goal for yourself before you left for college to get some songs on in the can.
Yeah, so last summer I got some meager recording equipment from Guitar Center with some money I scraped together, like painting around the house.
Nice.
And I built a little studio, which is really just a microphone and an interface in my own room, which totally isn't like soundproof at all or anything. But
she's like, another siren. Oh, oh spoiled
God,
my
oh.
take.
But yeah, so last summer I recorded like an EP of 6 songs, like 2 covers. I'm like, okay, so that's a nice exercise for me.
2 covers and 4 originals.
Yeah. Yeah. So I put that online and that was that. So then later in the year, I did some music for the theater. The Fairmont Theater, they did their fall play was Ordinary People. So I did little interstitial music between scenes for that. And then this summer, I recorded another EP of 6 tracks, all originals, and in my closet with like blankets stapled.
And you call it Roland Records. Why?
Oh, yeah. So it's my sister's room. My sister moved off to college. And her middle name, she's Annalise Roland Bodery. So that's her room. So that's Roland Records.
I love it. Yeah. It's very nice. And you call it Onward to the Flame. This track 3, the tune called Waiting, really stuck out to me. It's just really artful craftsmanship on the lyrics. I just really appreciated the song quite a bit. Can you tell us just a little bit about it and let's hear it?
Well, yeah. So it kind of came out of frustration from being 18.
Mm-hmm.
I listened to an interview with Ron Sexsmith at one point, and his song on his new record what is it? Sneak Out the Back Door really struck me because it's not about like it's not about any certain topic. It's like, no, you're not writing about love. It's not like anything monumentous. He's just talking about, yeah, so I'm not going to make a big deal of myself. I'll sneak out the back door at a party. I'll sneak out the back door when I'm dead. And it was just a really simple statement. And like I was in a rut of, oh, I'm writing about love. Oh, I'm writing about like all these trite and contrived topics.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, but and that's fine.
Sure.
But I was frustrated with that. With myself. So this was kind of modeled after that. being frustrated because I could only write about one topic or a couple topics.
Well, it's a great tune, and I'm awfully proud of you. Not, I can't claim any reason to be proud of you except that you're my amazing intern. Check it out. This is Sam Bodery from his collection, just an EP called Onward to the Flame. This tune is Waiting on Why So.
On a Saturday, I staring up at mine. You said, boy, it's been a long, long time since anyone around here's looked me in the eyes. No surprise. And I stare back at you. It's just the two of us. Your little girl went out for a drink, I think. She thinks I think, but I don't think I know. I don't wanna be young anymore. I don't wanna be young anymore. Nothing I have to say hasn't been said before. I guess that's what waiting's for. And say to me, boy, I can't even stand on my feet. It hurts more than you'd ever believe to breathe deep. You don't wanna be like me. I know. I don't wanna be old anymore. I don't wanna be old anymore. Any tiny speck of mold could spell the end for me, I'm sure. I guess that's what waiting's for. Let's make a deal, says he. Help me up off my feet and take me out to smell the tender breeze that spreads the good disease. Oh, won't you please? Won't you? Lend me your finger, I'll tell you a story. We'll write down a song for you to play when I'm gone. It's what they're waiting for. That's what living's for.
That's Sam Bodery with another Wednesday premiere here. What a great tune. I really like that.
Thanks
well
so
done.
Much.
Well done.
Thank you.
Just nicely played all the way around. And I do hope you'll continue to sing those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do my best.
And if you get down there, see, it's so rare that the savvy with music business is visited in the same person that has clear, mad, great art skills, that you just might be this amazing force to be. No pressure, but
Thanks.
I love it.
I think if nothing goes well for me artistically, if it all just goes to crap and, mm-hmm. and there's nothing left, I can still help other people out really well because I think doing some of this can help me relate to somebody that I'd help.
You bet.
Yeah.
You bet. Well, Sam, I got – it also happens to be your birthday.
It does.
Yeah. Which is just so funny. It's your last day of the birthday. My son's first day is the day I'm supposed to feed the cactus. There's just a lot of stuff happening this day. I just love that everything's converging. So I want to play you a birthday tune, but yeah. You know the one.
I think I know the one.
We usually dance.
Yeah, we do, and we probably will. But if you want any of the music, any of my music at all, like that one.
That one or any of the others.
Or any, like last year's EP, I have some Christmas songs. I have some songs that I wrote for some transitions for the fall play. It's all at my website, sambodery.bandcamp.com, and you can get all of it for either free or not free.
Or not free.
It's your choice.
Kind of like a sliding scale there. Yeah. You could help go towards some textbooks at the University of Nashville, or just enjoy. It's an amazing opportunity to sort of weigh in with Sam Boder, who we're sending to Nashville at the end of this weekend. Before we hear your birthday tune also, will you just tell us a little bit how you got starting to beatbox and what if you have any little secret tricks that you've figured?
So, yeah, I got started a beatbox because I wanted to meet girls.
Is that really true?
That's totally true.
Yes!
yeah. I saw my sister went to Kettering Fairmont. She was a couple years ahead of me, and she sang in choir. So I went to a choir concert of hers, and I saw 11th Hour. And I'm like, oh, that guy's cool.
Yeah,
I want to do that.
So they already had a vocal percussionist in there.
So I practiced, and I sounded really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
And
well, how did you even get the inkling? You know, just so you just watched what he was doing. You're like, okay, breathing in, breathing out. Here's some sounds.
Yeah, it just sounds really, really bad and goofy when you start, and then you just keep sounding bad and goofy, and eventually you get better. And then once I started singing. Freshman year to get into like the lower group fusion. And I had a great time with that. So then I was singing and learning more about vocal percussion by being around Kurt Zimmerman, who was a beatboxer for the time. And now he does vocal percussion for Street Corner Symphony that just came through. I learned pretty much everything from him.
And he worked with you.
Yeah.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
Well, show us a little bit of your wares there. And you can't see, but Sam and also Kurt from the Street Corner Symphony, you guys make the hand motions too.
Yeah.
There's a whole, but I like it. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's a little bit involuntary, but it seems to be like a common thing among beatboxers is they have to move in some way that looks kind of goofy.
Well, it makes sense though. Because like even like songwriters, you tap your foot, you know, you're keeping yourself engaged with what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. You can avail yourself of some great, great Sam Bodery goodness at sambodery.bandcamp.com. That's Bodery, spelled Bodary. Sam Bodery. Check out Onward to the Flame, and you can get the tune we heard waiting there, in addition to many, many other things. Sam, it's just been a delight. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thank you. You've been really great, and you will keep me posted.
Absolutely. It's been really, really awesome, and I'll definitely keep everybody here posted.
Maybe every once in a while you can even give us a missive from Nashville.
Absolutely.
And we'll put that up on the website.
Totally.
Sam, thank you. Happy birthday. Thank you, Sam.